When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, BT and Sal back here on The Fan. I don't know where my partner went. Hopefully he went home for the day. But, of course, Greg could be so lucky for that. Oh, here he is. Very stately looking Sal. He's such an idiot. You know, I worried about this day. It has been in the office for months in boxes. Let me just describe this, Sir Sal, before you start talking to the peasants here. I see a silver crown. I see a scepter, which is dipped in gold, fake gold, I'm sure. I see a purple and white Harley race robe. All right there, Sal.
Well, it's the official coronation, BT.
Yes, it is.
We've waited a while. We've fantasized, well, some of us has, about this day. As you mentioned, this was on ice. Well, it is time now to have the official coronation of one Steve Cohen. Hear ye, hear ye, friends and fans and loyal subjects. You're about to witness the most important coronation in the history of sports. You've witnessed weddings, births of your children, winning seasons, but this coronation eclipses them all. When a man exceeds his own ability with drive, determination, smarts, power, and prestige, only then can a man be worthy of the title, the king of all professional sports. Today, Steve Cohen, I crown you, and you only, the true king of professional sports. And from this day forth, you will give new meaning to the throne. Steve Cohen, the king of professional sports, is how you'll be known. King Cohen! Scepter. I wear this robe and I don this crown for King Cohen. Bow down and bend the knee to King Cohen. Long live the King, BT!
There will be no bending, I can promise you that. There will be an acknowledgement that you took my guy. And if this is how it manifests itself with the coronation, I got to live with
it
today.
It's a king move.
I got to tell you, though, like when we do the show, I unless like I'm sick or whatever, which is very rare, thank God. Like I never look at the clock and like how much time do we have left because I generally love doing the show. I have looked at the clock 37,000 times. I can't wait for the show to end. The giddiness, the calls. I'm a trooper today. I'm giving Met fans their due. You know, I'm not making it like I'm not weighing it down with oh we didn't really want. I mean, I have put my good foot forward, and now you, with the crown and the scepter and the robe, I'm at my end here, man.
Hey, you knew this was coming.
Yep.
You've taken it like a champ.
Yes.
But the king had to be coronated because there was some debate. Well, this is not a king move. That's not a king move. LOL, this and that. Hock Tua. I mean, all the stuff. Grimace. today.
Don't forget the Temptations, right? You had
the
an issue with them singing too.
Yeah, I mean, there you go, all this stuff.
That was when we had ornery sound. Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
It all looks better now. Hey, bring back out to it for all I care. They got
girl.
Juan Soto. He is a true king of professional sports, BT. Like any owner. Like, the Yankees don't have bad ownership, obviously, but any owner in sports, you wish, any sports fan would want their owner to be the way that King Cohen has been here. And I know people come up with the Uncle Steve stuff. Not me. He's a king. And for now, forever, will be known as King Cohen.
Well, what if he never wins? I mean, eventually, to hold on to the crown, otherwise I would imagine he's transferred to somebody. I mean, he's going to have to win eventually, right? I'm just checking. So
yes.
To get it all out.
Of course.
He
has now won the offseason and done something. Like, here's the other thing, though. The Mets have won before. They won the World Series in 1986. Obviously, they won it in 69 as well. But they've had winning teams. They've been in the World Series not too long ago under different ownership. So they have had successful seasons. They've won before. They've never beat the Yankees out for a player that the Yankees really wanted, stolen him away for more money, and not even just the more money, but maybe a better vision for the future.
Dude,
Juan Soto knows a king.
I think I'll give you $1,000 if you wear that out to opening day in the Bronx. If you showed up at the Hard Rock wearing that, all this torch would pay for itself because Yankee fans would kill you and my hands would have no blood on it.
Well, I have a Soto jersey underneath.
You mean a Clemens jersey.
Hey, that's right. Those 22s all of a sudden. That's why you don't get the names on the back if you're a Yankee fan.
Mm-hmm.
There was a chance that I was going to have to burn this crown or smash this crown and burn it.
I remember.
We talked about that.
What would you have done today if it was the Yankees who got him?
Honestly, the first words, I had a plan. I was saying, well, he's not a generational talent anyway.
That's what you're going to do.
He's not that good anyway, right, PT?
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.